Her.
Hold on. I don't know when it's not, when it's on, please.
We're on.
All right. Thank you. I would like to call Congress back to order after a brief recess. Congresswoman Goodfox, do you have anything further?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead.
Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning regarding Bill Number ONCA 2251, an Act to Amend Trespass in Title VI of the Osage Nation Code and Chapter 1, Crimes Against Property for the Protection of Restricted and Non-Restricted Osage Landowners, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsors, Congressman Maker, and final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorst. That's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Congresswoman. Reports to standing committees. There are none. Okay. All right, are there any bills or resolutions to introduce this morning?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2260. An act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $250,000 to the executive branch for the construction and related cost of a criminal detention facility. Madam Speaker?
Yes, Congressman.
I also would like to make a motion to suspend the rules and place ONCA 2260 on second reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and on second reading.
First reading, I'm sorry.
Okay, I was going to say, because you plan for this to go to committee, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I was on introductions of bills and resolutions, and if no one has any to introduce, then we just completed first reading. And so, Congressman, that is on first reading, and so now it will be assigned to committee if that's what your intent is.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you. ONCA 2260 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Next, General Order Day 1, which is second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 21106. An act to amend 11 ONC 4102 of the Higher Education Scholarship Fund to increase the amount per credit hour at research universities and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Potts. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2226, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $750,000 of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the Capital Asset Fund for a new COVID-compliant congressional building and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill?
Speaker Walker.
Go ahead, Congressman.
Page 1, lines 16 and 26 after branch, insert for pre-construction costs.
There is a motion for an amendment on the floor.
Second.
All right, thank you. Are there any other amendments to propose to this bill? All right, hearing none. ONCA 2241, an act to prohibit sexual harassment and sexual discrimination, to provide a limited waiver of sovereign immunity, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, ONCA 2241 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2242, an act to amend ONCA 2217 to authorize and appropriate an additional amount of $300,000 to the executive branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for a CARES continuation project for the remodel of the Mid-Continent building as a COVID-compliant central receiving facility and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, ONCA 2242 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2250, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $150,000 out of the general fund of the Treasury to Osage County Rural Water District Number 5 for water system maintenance and improvements and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Let me take this to the court. Thank you. Hearing none, ONCA 2250 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2252, an act to amend the Barrel Assistance Fund to increase the maximum benefit to $8,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, ONCA 2252 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2253, an act to amend ONCA 2180 to reduce the appropriation of $4,750,000 to the executive branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for replacement and upgrades to the nation's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems by $300,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, ONCA 2253 will advance to third reading after engrossment. We're now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2077, an act to amend the criminal code at Title VI, Crimes Against Property, to add larceny and receiving stolen property presumption and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Keene, how would you like to proceed?
I'll waive my time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members of Congress who would like to speak to ONCA 2077? All right, hearing none. The question is, shall ONCA 2077 pass?
Okay. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2077 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2077 is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2231, an act to amend the Open Meetings Act at 15 ONC section 7107 to require executive sessions to be recorded by the body and to prohibit public bodies from excluding elected officials from executive sessions on a limited basis and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Good Fox, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2231? All right, hearing none. Congresswoman Good Fox, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. This amendment adds one new letter to the current law, and it would read, all advisory boards, business boards, health boards, and non-business boards as defined in 15 ONC 5-102 shall make meetings available electronically, including the executive sessions, to the elected officials of both the legislative branch and the executive branch of the Osage Nation. If you weren't able to attend the committee meeting, I shared a story about a board that has always had electronic means available to not only the members of Congress and the executive, the elected officials of the executive branch, but also their lawyers. And we were asking the chair of commerce for the link, and we were told there would not be a link with only 10 to 15 minutes before the meeting, and that if we wanted to hear what was going on in the meeting, we needed to be there face to face. And we have oversight. This body has oversight. And it's not always possible for us to be there face to face. And of course, this was during the times of when everyone was basically still shut down and not allowing face to face meetings because of COVID. So I thought that this law needed to be amended, and the boards need to allow for an electronic link for elected officials to attend their meetings. And I would urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. The question is, shall ONCA 2231 pass?
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt. Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2231 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2231 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2235, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $3 million to the Capital Asset Fund of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral services facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. For clarification, has that been, was that amendment taken care of in on the final bill for enrollment?
Hold on, I'm looking at engrossment, Speaker.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just wanted to verify that. All right, thank you. All right, are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2235 as I am the sponsor?
Speaker.
Yes, second speaker, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Speaker. I just wanted to speak to support this piece of legislation that helps construct a funeral service facility for our people. And I appreciate the discussion that went on during this session regarding the funding. And thank you to the COVID task force for educating us and working with us to figure out a way to fund this during this session. I believe that everybody here knows this has been a discussion that's been going on, I know, since the 31st Tribal Council. And it was hard to get movement at that time because we couldn't decide whether to treat this as economic development or as a service to our people. And so this type of funding that we're using is actually going to help us make that decision with the requirements and the ARPA guidelines that say that this will be treated like a government service. And then later we would have the opportunity to change the way that we operate into economic development type a facility if we, you know, if the executive branch chooses to do so. I believe that this is coming from the voice of our people, and that's been the case for some years. And I wanted to be a co-sponsor on this bill because of the importance of this bill and what it does for our folks. And again, it's just us addressing our needs. And so I appreciate you, Speaker Pratt, for reaching out and for some, you know, clarification. Speaker Pratt and I had spoke about this, well, multiple times as I became elected to Congress. And I spoke about it with many of my colleagues sitting here, including the assistant chief. And I just want to thank you for acting and taking action on this. And I just appreciate all the discussion around it. And I would ask our colleagues to please support this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Any other members of Congress like to speak to this bill? Okay, hearing none, I will close. Thank you, Second Speaker, for your comments and for my colleagues on the discussion regarding this bill most recently, but also, as mentioned, years of discussion. And so as we know how it works is that, you know, the Congress can come up with the plan and can fund the plan, but the execution happens on the side of the executive branch. And so, I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but I'm just known for like radical things, like going ahead and jumping off of the cliff and getting us off high center and get us moving. Because we can sit around and talk about things for years and years, but you have to prioritize. And this has been a need. And as Second Speaker mentioned, our people speaking to us and you know, making this request for years now. And so sometimes I just do things like that and decide that, you know, we as the eyes, ears, and voice of our people need to go ahead and, you know, prioritize their needs if we know that that is what's being requested. But now it's, here we go again, we're gonna take it and pass it off to the executive branch and hope that it goes well. And I support it. I think it has, you know, lots of support from the community and colleagues. And, you know, unfortunately, there were words thrown around that, you know, this had to do with an election. And, you know, if people don't know me by now, then they choose to not know me, because I'm not someone who would do that. And that's not how I have conducted myself for the past 8 years in this government and 4 years prior to that. So, and nor do I think that the women who have co-sponsored on this bill would put their name to co-sponsor this bill if they thought that that's what I was doing. So I feel compelled to make sure that people know that. And you know, I have proof in my mailbox that this was a result of what my family experienced during the death of a 21-year-old niece of mine in the recent months. So it just happened to be the timing and what we went through yet again as a family, and what my sister had to go through when bearing her child. And so that's what this was in, because I was fed up. I'm like, enough. Enough is enough. And that's what we do. That's what this money is for. Is if our needs are not being met, then we as a people have the right to exercise our sovereign authority and take care of the needs of our people. We have the money to do it. We have the capabilities to do it. If other people can do it, I know we as Osages can get it done. And so, you know, we have to talk about how can we make it work. But sure, we can sit here and point out all the ways that, you know, we don't know that it could work. But what I like to talk about is how we can make it work. And so I appreciate the support, but I just felt compelled to say that I did not react to a Facebook post, because that's not the kind of leader that I am. And I certainly wouldn't do that for campaign purposes when I lost the 21-year-old niece who was like a sister to my children. And it was just what we experienced, and sitting there during her wake, what I told my Zonzoli folks that I was going to do. Because the gentleman who, you know, begged and pleaded and had to go through everything that we went through at the funeral home. And so, and if you can even make an agreement with one funeral home, then what about the rest of the funeral homes? And so, you know, we need to take care of our Osage people. And just, like I said, I'm just known for things like that, taking the plunge and just kind of get us moving. Sometimes that's what it takes. And so it's what I did. And so I appreciate the support. And I know that this is something that you all support. And I just look forward to the coming plans that can happen, the communication that it's going to take. And I wish every bit of it well. So thank you very much. The question is, shall ONCA 2235 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2235 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 2235 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2237, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Wage Act at 19 ONC Section 2101. Through 2104, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONC 2237?
Speaker, this is Rivard.
Yes, second speaker, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Again, thank you, Speaker, and thank you, Congressman Potts, for filing this bill, and I do support this bill on the minimum wage increase. My question, and well, not question, but comment, is about the effective date, which will be October 1st, 2022, of course, which would be our FY23. And I wish that we could have address that and we're able to provide the increase of minimum wage now as it would relate to COLA if that passes. And I wish that those bills were treated in the same manner at the same time. I will be supporting this bill, but I just wanted to say that the effective date was the only thing that I questioned, but I will be supporting it. And I hope that we get to address the COLA sometime soon in the session. So thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Any other members? Hearing none, Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And I can echo concerns. Thank you, Congresswoman Revard, for bringing that to the attention. My only comment is that this has been on General Order Day 2 since the 8th of April. It's the 13th, I believe, 13th. So amendments could have been proposed from the 8th to the 13th to make that effective immediately. We held it on General Order Day 2 for that purpose. We didn't see any amendments come forward, so I believe that it was the will of this body to go ahead and move forward with the effective date as it currently stands. As it currently stands, it will take effect in fiscal year 23 on October 1, which will allow effective time for any executive branch to plan for that increase in their budgetary process. So in reflection, I believe that may be a slightly more responsible way to do that as well. However, I'm not immune to knowing the struggle that people are having right now with wages. It's real. So I too wish we had been just a little bit more prepared, but here we are, and I think this is a good move, and I urge my colleagues to vote for it. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. The question is, shall ONCA 2237 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keen.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2237 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2237 will advance to enrollment. ONCA 2251, an act to amend trespass in Title VI of the Osage Nation Code in Chapter 1, Crimes Against Property, for the protection of restricted and non-restricted Osage landowners and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Maker, how would you like to proceed?
I'll open.
Open? Okay, sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Member of Congress, Assistant Chief. This legislation is much needed. It's been needed for a long time. It was brought to my attention personally because we had trespassers on our property down around Homley. We called the Osage Nation PD and they told us there was nothing in our codes that would protect our landowners. And I couldn't believe it. And so I went up, talked to our realty office, Mrs. Melissa Curry. She verified that to me and said, yeah, we need that done. And she had asked, discussed it with some members of Congress. So I went and talked to the Attorney General's office. They told me the same thing. but they were working on some legislation because we had no protection at all whatsoever on any of our properties, including our ranch. And I'm sure there's plenty of trespassing going on out there in all of our properties. We had people walking across our property to go out to the old lake in Hominy, just like they were on a little outing fishing trip. And we're like, hey, my brother was there, my brother Larry. He's like, hey, what are y'all doing? And they go, well, we're going fishing. They go, well, you know, this is private property. And he also said, well, this is also restricted Osage property. And they didn't know anything about it. So, well, there's a lake out here. We're sorry, but you can't. But they left, but we couldn't have forced them to leave on our own because there was no penalty, no, there was nothing to do in our codes to prevent or discourage trespassing. And not just our property, that's anybody's property. So this is much needed. Should have been done long ago. So I encourage you, please support this legislation. It's much needed to protect our Osage people, the landowners, restricted landowners, and non-restricted landowners in all our Osage properties. So I'd like to say that much, and please support this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2251? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2251 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2251 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 2251 is advanced to enrollment. We're now in motions and notices.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman.
A Health and Social Services Committee meeting will be immediately following session until 12 p.m. I'd like to start by 11:05. Speaker.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me. Second speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee meeting is scheduled today for 1 p.m. until 4:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Speaker, this is Alice. I have discussion.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know what our plan is for tomorrow for session. I know Friday the office is closed, and can't recall if we had any amendments today on any of the bills, but we have 5 bills that need to be engrossed, and we have one, two, two, three, four of us, five of us that have a 9 a.m. orientation in the morning. So, and two of us are on engrossment. So engrossing in the morning at 9 o'clock isn't going to be an option. And I just need clarification on if anyone has a plan for how we will proceed.
So is orientation at 9? Because I saw on the board it's 1 p.m.
There is something at 1 p.m. That would be the campsite drawing. The 9 o'clock is an orientation, and two of us are on rules and ethics. So 9 o'clock engrossment in the morning is not an option. I mean, we could do an 8 o'clock engrossment if that is... I'm sorry, we can't do... Oh, no, I could, with Billy. Congressman... Congressman Big Horse is going to the Oil and Gas Summit to help them with something. He's singing. So two of us could engross in the morning at 8 a.m. If that's okay, if that's okay with you and the staff.
That's okay with me. Or are you all three of you on appropriations? Or is at least two of you not on appropriations?
I'm not on appropriations.
You can find two of you not on appropriations. You have all day.
Okay, that's an option. Billy is, Congressman Keene is on appropriations, but Congressman McHorse and I are not.
Yeah, so there's one option. Okay. You guys have all day to...
Yeah, we do that. And we'll engross this afternoon then.
Okay. And so then the orientation is at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Correct.
Okay. Well, then we could start at just a little late. I'm sure, I mean, I don't know that it takes that long. I know that the other orientation did not. So...
Congressman Walker said 11 would be probably safe.
Speaker.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying the drawing starts at 9 o'clock, and there's going to be around 20 of us or so that are going to be drawn out, and, you know, it's a process, and then the orientation... It's not that it takes that long, but there could be potential questions that lead to other questions. And I just think, Joe, what did I guess about an hour, the orientation? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. 5 minutes. Yeah. And it was just the six of us. So I think 11 would be safe.
All right. Well, then let's adjourn until 11.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
I'm utterly confused.
I'm looking for
that. Okay. And I just need some clarification because I believe 1 o'clock is the campsite drawing. 1 p.m.
I know,
is
I
the
heard
campsite
Congressman
drawing,
Walker
but 9 a.m.
say...
is the orientation. Am I confused?
I thought the ballot order and orientation is at 9.
Okay.
And then the campsite drawing is at 1. So if you haven't gotten your campsite bill in, you better get it in.
Okay, so and rules, ethics, and engrossment will meet this
all
afternoon.
All you guys are on Congress, so you're oriented. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I have some questions.
Motion to adjourn until...
All right.
Motion to adjourn until 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Second.
One. Yeah, that sounds good. Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until 11 o'clock tomorrow. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. All right, we're adjourned until tomorrow at 11.
Thank you.